Nut Shack. It's the Nut Shack.
What do you say?
Hey. It's the Nut Shack.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Nut Shack. It's the Nut Shack. It's the Nut Shack.
It's the Nut Shack.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it is Podzilla After Dark, the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm your host tonight for the 700th time.
It's today our 700th time.
Love it every time. Down at the end of the table, this is Jesse Kimball.
No, it's not.
To my right, Estrogen Boy. That's you.
I'm not a boy. Also, happy 143 day.
Oh, there you go again with your positivity. You take your positivity and you shove it up your ass. Tell them what 143 day is.
143 day has been
pull your mic down a little bit. Like
has been deemed an official holiday, at least in Pennsylvania, as a day for acts of kindness in honor of Mr. Rogers.
Well, I'm glad no one's gone through with that because I didn't get free lunch today.
You got a free snow cone?
Well, that's because of Hunter Hendricks and Sarah Hendricks. God bless them. There.
Yeah, so it sounds like you got a free snow cone.
Oh, I'll just live on snow cones for the rest of my life.
They're delicious.
He kept pushing a lemon one on me. Is that how you make the pee joke? It's not. To my left, Ali Abear.
Hi.
Because the one you got was yellow.
No, it was red. It was red like the blood of children.
I thought the hurricane was yellow because that's what he got you, wasn't it?
It was a hurricane. Yeah. But, you know, life's like a hurricane.
No, it's like a highway.
And Duckburg. And Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
The Big D.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, we want to give a shout out to one of our favorite Patreon subscribers.
Our most favorite.
Andrew Britton. What's up, boo?
Everybody else that's heard the Patreon understand why I said our most favorite, because we're a bunch of D-holes.
If you want to know why we are pandering to Andrew Britton, please subscribe to our Patreon.
Andrew, if you're hearing this before the pre-show, don't listen to the pre-show.
Just ignore the pre-show.
Want you to know that we love you.
Like, he is paying for that pre-show.
It was just 15 minutes of...
Yeah, it was all dead error.
Bad error.
The rest of you can listen to it.
For everybody else, there is a show. Andrew, no show.
It won't work on your phone. It's weird.
It's this new technology we're trying where Andrews can't hear it. Yeah.
If you're named Andrew,
if you're named Andrew, you just can't do it.
You're just shit out of luck on that one.
Yeah. So.
Also, for $1 to know what we're talking about, patreon.com/podzilla1985.
I can't stress to you guys enough, if you enjoy listening to us talk here, you'll enjoy the pre-show even more. Because once we get on the show, there's something that happens that's magical. We start trying to be entertaining, and we fail in that aspect. But on the pre-show, we give no fucks. So the pre-show is kind of like little Thursday shows before every show.
Yeah, and
for the most part.
It's all the shows, too, because the pre-show is always uncensored. It's raw. It's us doing our sound test, which is really just us dicking around until, like, you know, the sound looks good.
Because we used to do sound checks, and it would just go to waste. Some of our best material would be the sound check.
True.
And we would get so upset about it.
We tried to recreate it. It just wouldn't happen.
You can't recreate magic.
No.
You just can't. So $1, patreon.com/podzilla1985. That's Podzilla 1985.
Also, make sure to check out our Alley tier that has a second option to it now.
Is this the one where you can, like, whip Trevor?
Not whip.
Waterboard him.
Yeah, for $420.69, you can you have your option. Allie will we will send you a personalized recording of Allie swearing.
Nothing sexual.
No, it's just a
degrading, maybe, but not sexual.
Specifically the F word.
Yeah,
it's what's
specifically
that word?
The F word.
Well, because she said every other word.
Yeah,
that's true.
She's got a mouth like a sailor.
Yeah, no, that's
or
me.
You both have mouth like sailors.
That's really true.
What were we trying to get you to say, Allie?
Why are you doing this, Dalton?
Damn it.
It's a bad bit.
It is a bad bit.
Jesus.
And you should feel bad about it.
I didn't know Asa was on the show with us.
The alternative is that you can waterboard one Trevor Camp.
Because here's the thing. I can get Allie to swear at me almost at any time. But I never get a waterboard Trevor.
Well, then you need to subscribe, buddy.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would like to add a new tier. For $20, you can pelt eggs at Dalton.
Dalton's gonna start getting cut in on some of this Patreon money.
We'll put Dalton in one of those like stock
aids.
I'll give
you $1, don't worry.
Fair enough.
We'll put him in the stocks, and then people can just pelt him with eggs. I don't know why. That's just a very funny visual to me.
I don't trust any of our... Actually, I'm fine with that. I don't trust any of our fan base to be able to actually hit me if I was in the stocks.
Well, they're going
to
be real close to you because you can't run because you're basically bolted to wood.
Yeah, I mean, if you are here and then they are Shannon away, they're gonna you're getting hit in the face.
And your head is sticking through a hole. It's not like you got a lot of wiggle room.
I mean, unless they've just got really bad aim.
I don't trust our fan collective enough to be able to like get... Yeah, we'll make that a thing. $20, you can hit me with eggs.
A whole carton. $20 for a whole carton.
You know Derek is listening to this. and of all people, Derek Boxdorfer is down for this plan.
He's been wanting to pelt you with eggs for years.
I swear to God, if we get a $20 donation, you better make that a tier before I say, well, it wasn't on the list yet.
No, they get if right now, if somebody goes on there and gives us $20, I'm holding you to this egg thing, and I'm giving you $1 for the pleasure.
Sweet.
The pleasure.
I am the cheapest whore in the world. Hey, baby, what you want? Can I throw 12 dozen eggs at dozen eggs at your head?
12 dozen. You heard it, folks. 12 dozen eggs. 144
Jesus Christ,
eggs.
It just hit me.
I said it backwards.
He's not saying a dozen eggs, kids. He's 12 saying 12 dozen eggs.
Also, you do have to provide your own eggs.
Especially if it's 12 dozen.
It also stops at 12 if you're providing your own eggs.
At 12 dozen?
No, 12.
That's not what I heard.
Shut up, Shane.
I also heard 12 dozen. Now, the fun thing is you might think, like, well, cheapskates. What do you mean I have to bring my own eggs? No, here's the beauty of it, folks. They don't have to be fresh eggs.
Oh!
I'm going to get out of them stocks eventually.
And do what?
I don't know. Shower?
And do what, bitch?
Shower is the correct answer. Try to get all that eggshell out your hair.
If we get a $20 donation, if we get like three $20 donations, like, you guys fucking owe me.
A $1 for each one, I told you.
There's going to be like 100 people be like, fuck, I made $100. I just sat there and took it.
You made
$100,
buddy, and we made $2,000.
I will draw you a Bulbasaur cosplay.
Well, you made $1,900 because that's how money works.
I will draw you a Bulbasaur cosplaying as Nightwing.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's worth being pelted in the face with rotten eggs.
If three people pelt you in the face with rotten eggs, Lindsay will draw something for you.
Sweet dick. That sounds like $60 to our Patreon and I get a free picture. That's fucking sweet.
Now, what you have to do is draw Bulbasaur as Batman and Dalton as Robin in that picture. Because Dalton would be Bulbasaur's sidekick.
I would be in a Robin outfit. This sounds like the greatest picture of all fucking time.
So I'm trying to look up a list because I want to do something real quick. But while I'm
that bullshit X-Men list from earlier would have worked.
Oh, that was terrible.
Seriously.
I also was trying to think of our motherfucker of the week because
I've
been bad about motherfucker of the week. We've kind of been doing it on the spot, but
I feel like somebody's really deserved it.
I feel like someone's done something that they deserve to be a motherfucker this week.
Because all the motherfuckers from last week were the ones that were like being super misquoting of rape. That was all last week, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Thank you. That's why I needed Allie to confirm it.
Yeah, because I think last week was the Barry Hovis, wasn't it, with the consensual rape?
I don't know if it was that or if it was Pro-Jared.
But
Pro-Jared
got a whole episode of
That's right. It was Pro-Jared. So we could say Barry Hovis this week.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's the one that said...
he used the words consensual rape.
In fact, can
he's
we just say...
local.
Yeah,
he's from Cape, isn't he?
He
worked in Cape, but I think now he's in St. Louis.
Yeah, he's the representative for like the district that doesn't include Cape Girardeau. Yeah. Because when they redrew it, there's far too many black people in Cape Girardeau. So
agreed.
That would have skewed the results.
Oh, this is part of it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'd like to take back what I said.
Yeah, you might fucking want to, sir.
That reminds me. Come on! It was a joke. They expect it. And by they, I mean the listeners. That reminds me of a joke that Seth.
I was just trying to move past it. Really,
help me out. What's his name? Seth Meyers. That's Seth Meyers told about Donald Trump in that infamous White House correspondence dinner that made Trump run for office, and no one forgives Seth Meyers for. Where Seth Meyers said Donald Trump says that he has a great relationship with the blacks. But unless the blacks is a name of a white family, I think he's mistaken.
Yeah.
He made a lot of really fun jokes at Trump's expense there, and I liked it.
Yeah, up until, well, look what we got, though.
Yeah, well,
we paid for it. So I'm looking up I wanted to see a top 10 list of anime of the 90s. Because Ooh. Dalton found out today that he liked anime when he was younger.
It, Dalton is an anime fan, guys. Turns out. He didn't
I went
know.
This my entire life thinking that I wasn't a big fan of it. And then we talked it out today, and I'm apparently a big fucking anime fan.
So I'm looking for like animes that maybe you watched as a kid, but you don't remember because you started coming up with different ones. You know, what was it? Digimon. I mean, a lot of the big ones, the Pokemon, Digimon, that kind of
stuff.
But
then we had like Monster Rancher.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. But all of the ones that I see from the 90s feel like they're legitimate anime that
okay,
you wouldn't have known.
Look up Fox Kids anime.
Mucha Lucha wasn't an anime, was it?
No, that was a Disney cartoon.
But not Mucha all, Lucha was but not all of the animes were on Fox Kids, were they?
No, I mean, there's some on WB and everything.
But all the ones that he listed, for the most part, were.
Either that or Toonami.
Other than Dragon Ball Z.
Well, here's the list I got from myanimelist.net from Nostalgia Bomb.
Okay.
Dalton, you tell me if you remember any of these.
Okay, I'm on it.
Because, again, some of these I've never heard of, but I'm assuming Lindsay has. So
probably.
Let's see which ones we've heard of. Allie, you're out of this game.
You Thanks. Keep, you I keep, don't know why I keep coming to the show.
You keep, well right
wow,
now, right
I'm
now
sorry,
you're drawing.
Allie.
What happened to that Machamp's legs? Why they
Machamp has skipped leg day.
He skipped leg day.
They're still really thick. They're just a little short.
I want to know why he has Brock Lesnar's body and Rey Mysterio's legs.
I thought you were going to say Brock Lesnar's arms and Brock Lesnar's legs.
Why is it Brock Lesnar?
That's just the go-to for steroids. I guess Scott Steiner would be better, honestly.
Yeah.
So here's a list, 20 anime from the 90s, okay, and let's see how many you know and how many Lindsay knows. Jesse, you're in this game, too.
Well,
Allie,
this is going to be, I'm going to fucking lose.
Allie, if you know five of these anime.
How about we reverse
why
it?
Why we keep playing those
We'll
games.
Do how many you don't know compared to how many I do know, and that'll be the score.
And if Allie scores five, she gets to stay on the Thursday show.
Sounds good.
If you fail, if you haven't seen at least five of these, if you don't know them, you're off the show. I'm sorry. Those are the rules, as voted by the fans just now. So.
Man, they hate you.
Number 20. Otaku no Video. And we're off to a rousing start.
There's one I don't know.
Neither does Lindsay.
No, I know the name, but I'm not pulling up the image.
It's also super important to note, I listed off
what
like...
What was it called?
Otaku no Video.
What does that mean? Obsessed with video?
Yeah.
A video, something like that?
Just one. It was two girls, one cup.
Oh.
Ew.
Number 19. Ah! Megami-sama.
Ah, my goddess?
That's two.
I don't know. You tell me.
Let me see the picture. Yes, that's Ah, my goddess.
Well, I know it as Ah, Megami-sama.
It was the shrug emoji you did with it.
Number
Show
eight.
Me the picture for the first one.
I got it right here.
He's got it right there.
Oh, that's an OVA.
What the fuck is that?
It was a movie. It was like a two-episode thing basically making fun of all the different genres.
As deserved.
Which is why they have a bunny girl rather than a cat girl.
Number 18, Tenchi Muyo.
Yay!
I watched Tenchi Muyo a lot. Allie?
No.
Still out? Okay. Tenchi Muyo was
I'm
awesome.
I'm surprised you never saw Tenchi.
It's a harem anime where you take
Can you pull a picture of it up?
One guy and a bunch of hot girls living in a bathhouse, basically.
I watched Three's Company.
My brother, I used to watch all the time. My brother, who was like that 70s guy, 60s guy.
Yeah.
He was like, which one's he fucking? And I'm like, none of them.
All of them.
He lives in a house full of hot girls that want him, and he ain't fucking none of them. Al didn't understand anime.
Yeah, like, I mean, that was one of the really early harem anime.
Is that the full cast you got in the picture?
One of the ones
have?
I saw.
A couple of them. Like, I was just kind of scrolling through with a bunch of the cast.
Well, that's
By the way,
one.
Mihoshi
yeah,
was
no,
the hottest
some of
one.
Them are just straight
like
up not anime. Not
Kagome. Kagome?
No, that's Inuyasha. What's my brain doing? What's teal hair that hung out with Mihoshi?
The other girl?
Yes.
Kiyone?
No. Was it Kiyone?
It's Kiyone.
Kiyone, yes. It's been a long time.
Oh, I just schooled fucking Otako Man over there.
Otako Man.
Number 17. Al, you know this one. Marmalade Boy.
I know Marmalade Boy.
Marmalade Boy.
Why do I feel like I know this one?
Also, was...
Can we pull up a picture of Marmalade Boy?
No, that's Ryoko.
I know that is Ryoko. That's why I wanted... Because you said teal hair, and I was like...
Kiyone has the straight teal hair and the orange headband.
Yep.
Somebody like to look up Marmalade Boy for me.
Marmalade Boy!
It's very shoujo, very blonde hair.
I don't want to look up Marmalade Boy.
Number 16, Escaflowne.
Yay!
Allie.
Wait a minute. Don't I take that for my allergies?
Escaflowne.
Flowne.
That's what we named our anime club after.
No. Flonay.
I was going with Flonays, but yes, that also works.
Number 15, Escaflone. Slayers.
Yes.
All right, I'm batting 5 for 5. I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Slayers was a fun fantasy anime.
Veronica Taylor voice.
I really
want to
see
characters.
Marmalade Boy, but Jesse's looking up fucking Slayers right now.
Yeah, Slayers was about
Marmalade Boy. For
yes.
You.
No. I.
So it was about Lena Inverse, who was a magician with small breasts.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is
that's
Slayers?
The joke.
Yeah, she would get very upset about it too.
And then her friend Naga the Serpent in the movies.
Naga was never excited to see
who
her.
Who was the but opposite of Lena because she wore very little clothing and had very large breasts.
All right, so I'm looking at the itty bitty titty committee right now.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. Sweet.
Lena Inverse. And I guess her name was Inverse because
Inverse.
her boobs were inside instead of out. She had innies. No, fuck. All
right, so I got to see Marmalade Boy.
All right,
I'm getting there. This is typical Lindsay Shoujo land.
Okay, I've not seen Marmalade Boy.
Allie, you know this one. You got this one.
You said that the last time, and then you said Marmalade Boy.
I think you might actually know this one, though, because I've watched it in front of you. Mobile Suit Gundam Wing.
Yay! Okay.
Yes.
All right, we got one.
I love it. That's in my top 10.
That was one of my favorite animes growing up. Absolutely. Number 13, back to the horse shit. Hanayori Dango.
Thing is, like, I feel like a lot of these were really popular in the 90s. Just not
it's
in America.
Boys over flowers. It's boys over flowers.
Was that the Dango?
Here's the description.
Lindsay's actually turning red about that one.
After
it's a reverse harem anime.
After
what
student,
does that mean?
It's oh one, it's one girl and a bunch of hot guys.
It's one girl.
Except none of the guys are hot in it, like at all.
Oh, I've seen that movie before.
After student Makino Tsukushi defends a friend against the four richest and most popular men in her high school, known by their fans as the F4. F is for fabulous.
Oh, okay.
She finds herself at odds with the princely quartet, making matters worse. She starts to fall for one of them.
What in the goddamn
hell
are you talking
about?
That's
not the one
about?
She ends up with.
Harem is a trope in anime. Really popular one, too.
You know what a harem is, right? Where it's like...
The harem of women?
Yeah, you have a harem of women, you have a bunch of women, and you're one dude, and you just own them all. Because they said yes, and now legally
Godfather,
they can't say no. They can't go back on it.
No takesy backsies.
No takesy backsies. That's the new sex rule.
For more information, check out that pre-show.
The pre-show.
For $1.
The dangerous pre-show. Oh, Allie's getting a phone call. Allie's saying no to that phone call.
I was going
to
answer it.
No.
All right, Allie,
you don't want to answer because then your number shows
Allie,
up on list as a
number 12.
Number shows up on
you list. Got this one. You know this one. Okay. If you don't know this one, I'm going to stake my credibility on this.
That
if you don't know this one, we will shut this show down forever.
Time
I swear
out.
To God.
That is the most fabulous Machamp I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's real.
That's a flamboyant Machamp.
God damn, he's big. His upper half is so big.
That motherfucker had an hourglass waist.
And I'm fine with it because if I could look like that, I would. I want to look like an action figure from the 90s.
He belongs in the He-Man line.
Number 12. Lindsay, don't give her any help on this one. Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon.
No Sailor Moon.
This one is specifically for Sailor Stars, which is weird, but why? We'll just kind of say the one. Number 11. Serial Experiments Lane.
I didn't like that one.
You don't like Lane?
No.
Save that clip. Save that clip and send it to Lane Austin.
Motherfucker, you're the one. Wait a minute. Austin. Now, dub that into that so it can be I don't like Lane and I don't like Austin.
I don't like Austin. Lane.
Yeah, there it is.
Seamless.
Black.
Number 10, Outlaw Star.
Yay!
I've heard of one of these.
I watch Outlaw Star at least once every year.
Jesse, you still in this?
So, yeah, I've seen Outlaw Star. So, like, I feel like... Have half of these like ever actually aired in the U.S.?
Yes.
All of them.
On what channel?
Some of them were not on a channel.
This on is Harem, just top of the Harem Network.
Yeah.
I learned the fucking word today.
All right, so hold on. Network. I released in America and aired in America are two very different things.
Okay, released in America, yes. Not all of them aired in America.
You
this
had to go
one,
to FYI to buy the like box set
there you
of
go,
them.
Yeah.
And it was $50 for 7 episodes.
Yes.
Is
how FYI did it.
I was trying to find Ultimate Muscle.
No, you get 4 episodes for like $30 because that was my Magic Knights Rare tapes.
And it's on a VHS, and if you got really lucky, if you got all the VHSs together, they made a picture.
But then you had to pick whether you were getting dubbed or subbed.
Yeah, it wasn't on both.
Yeah.
It was not both. Allie and I,
so you had to buy the volume one subbed and the volume one dubbed.
I think we were in St.
Louis.
What was it we found in St. Louis? We were at Best Buy, and they had the Sailor Moon S or Super S anime, and it was like $40. She's like, oh, well, we could get, you know, the anime. And I'm like, yeah, but check the episode list. Because I guarantee it's only like 5 episodes. And sure enough, it was like 6 episodes for $50.
Yeah, that's how anime has always been on like any kind of like physical format for some reason.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Number 9, Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yay.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Here it was first called Cardcaptors.
Yeah, so it's about, I don't know.
It was on WB.
It's a clamp thing. It's about little girls who do magic. That's all you need to know. Sakura or Sakura is the first girl. Now, here's the funny part about that. So I used to play Ultima Online, and I got to know people from Ultima.
Okay.
And one of the guys I knew found out I was in anime at the time. I was pretty big in anime. That's
how I've heard this story.
Yeah, and he's like, I do art for anime. Would you like to see? I drew Sakura. I'm like, sure, let me see it. And he sent me a picture of it, and it's just her in a thong bent over. And I'm like, oh, you're one of those anime fans. That like little girls bent over.
Yeah. I feel like, Dalton, you had probably like at least seen this at some point. It was it was kind of like the predecessor to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Like the first 13 episodes Fox had, and then WB took it because I got to watch the little bit that was on there.
Well, fuck that frog.
Yeah, because I remember watching it on WB because I was like, oh, look, more of that cartoon. It's kind of like
Dragon
Ball.
It was what, the Clow cards?
The Clow cards. Yeah. I have the Clow cards.
She does. I've seen them. Number 8, Trigun.
That's a fantastic anime.
So I've seen that one.
Vash the Stampede.
That one was on Toonami.
I remember that one, yeah.
Allie? You know Vash the Stampede?
We need
long
to show
red
her
coat,
Dragon.
Spiky yellow hair.
Very 90s anime. Hair.
Love and peace.
Number 7, Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Ava.
One day I'll finish watching it.
It's not worth it. Don't worry about it.
Did you ever give me back my box set, or do you still have it? Okay.
Better not, that was worth $200.
I gave it back to her when I moved.
I bought it on clearance when Best Buy was getting rid of their anime.
Which they never did. Number 6, Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Ali, you back in it?
What's that one?
It was one of the first gay animes that came to America. About a bunch of big
sweaty
men.
What the fuck is it called?
With dead Yamcha.
A bunch of sweaty men.
That is actually my favorite Funko Pop I've ever
I want that one still, even though I feel so bad that he's dead. Like, I thought he was sleeping.
No, it's dead.
Like, no, he's dead.
That was a Hot Topic. It was
a Comic Con.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bought the shit out of that one.
Number 5, Ghost in the Shell.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen that one.
I've seen the movie.
A movie.
Well, ScarJo.
All right, I'm with 3 right now.
Who just, by the way, congratulations, just got engaged to Colin Jost from SNL. Yeah.
Colin Jost is a treasure.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's handsome, too. Number 4, Berserk.
I've actually never watched Berserk.
I haven't either.
Super violent. Tsunami? Super violent anime is all I know.
I don't know if it was on
No,
tsunami.
If
it was
anything,
violent.
It might have been on Adult Sci-Fi
Swim?
Channel or
I think
Action
Encore. Maybe
Action Encore.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Allie?
He was a samurai. That was also on Toonami, so you've probably seen it.
I hated the Kenshin anime because
you saw Samurai X first.
The movie was so violent and sad, and then the anime was goofy, and he turns his sword inside out so he doesn't kill people. What a stupid
bastard.
What the
fuck is that? Wait, no, time out. You turn your sword inside out.
Like he holds
backwards.
It holds it backwards.
So okay. I was going to say, it's still sharp. You just turn it inside out. You're holding it upside down.
Number 2.
Oh, I have seen that one, yeah.
Yeah, no, I figured, yeah, because that one was
five.
On Toonami.
On my 5.
Allie, you might have this one, too. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yay.
All right, 6. Hey, I'm killing it.
I've heard of it.
I'm doing better than an alley list.
And number 1, Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Yes.
You've shown me parts of it.
I did better than Allie does on these lists.
7 out of how many? What was it, 15?
20.
20? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I still did better than Allie would have.
And what, I haven't seen 2?
Allie, you can hit him.
No, you can't.
You can hit him.
Ow! That was Jesse.
That sounded more like a pinch. He got a pinch and then a punch.
It was kind of funny because it's like she was offended by Jesse pinching you, so she hit you. She was so mad that she didn't get to pinch.
She didn't get to cause you physical pain.
She didn't get to hit you with the pinchers. I couldn't find a list for Fox Kids TV animes, but there when I looked it up, there's just a couple up here that I bet Dalton's seen all of them. Flint the Time Detective.
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, I thought I heard you say you'd watched it earlier.
I did. Okay. I did, because the villain was Petra, and they had a vampire helper named Murloc.
You haven't said the best anime of all time, though.
It's a coming.
There it is.
Shinzo.
Shit, didn't he team with Big Cass?
Yeah. How you doing? Jolly Monster Ranchers. I put two things together.
About to say Monster Ranchers? I love
and
Monster
Jolly
Ranchers.
Ranchers.
Yeah.
I liked Monster Ranchers.
I don't know what Moncali Knights are.
What?
I don't know. Moncali, and then the next word is Colle Knights.
I don't think that was an anime. I think that was a live action show.
Well, then they did a really good job of making this picture. That's
okay. I have no clue what that is.
Ultimate Muscle.
Fuck yes.
I just wanted to get to that one.
It was ugly, so I refused to watch it.
Muscle.
I also have not seen Moncali Knights.
That gave us Samoa Joe's finisher. You're welcome, Internet.
The ass buster?
Yeah, well, the butt buster, and then he turned into the muscle buster because it was Ultimate Muscle. It's like my favorite anime.
Which is funny because Joe doesn't have any.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's got a fat asses.
Yeah. Still counts. The fat asses buster?
Is what I've heard. So that's the list. And that should be the show.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Really
we wrap that up in 30 minutes?
Where are we at? 24 minutes.
Oh, balls.
It took an hour. It felt like it took an hour. Doesn't that count?
I am honestly. I think it's just because we started the list so soon is why I'm like so confused about how it's only been 24 minutes. Because normally we have like we have a lot of time of just you know us talking about other stuff that's
I'm
going on.
Dicking
like,
around.
We kind of went straight to the list.
We did go straight to the list this time.
We can find another list while we
do
this.
Yeah, let's do another list.
Also, did you see the trailer for Terminator came out today?
I did.
No.
I haven't watched it.
It's okay. It's okay. Like I don't know
I mean,
why
you
people
can sum up like the last several Terminator movies that way.
I thought Genesis was really good. I really did.
Genesis was solid. That this was one, the one with Emilia Clarke, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
James Cameron's back for this one,
right?
And the director of something that's popular. I don't know what it is. I don't know. So Arnold's
that's
in
very
it.
Very vague.
Arnold is in it.
He's in the trailer.
I heard he was in the trailer.
2 seconds of a 2.5 minute trailer. They open a door and he stands there and looks at him and then that's it.
They just wanted everybody to know, like, don't worry, Arnold's in this one too.
It looks like this one takes place in a like some reality where John Connor's dead, apparently, already.
Because it's supposed to be like post-apocalypse.
Well, not yet. When it starts, it's normal.
See, I thought that's it was supposed to be after like the bomb, like the bombs actually dropped.
Nope. No,
this was the past. This was the.
I thought they retconned that already.
I don't fucking know.
Well, they kind of like the problem with the time travel in this universe is that they just kind of keep going.
But this
back
is
a, and back and
around.
Back and around.
This is taking that very popular thing that's going on right now, where it's a direct sequel to the original.
Okay.
So it's a direct sequel to T2. So T2, they stopped the bombs from dropping. But some point, it looks like in between then and there, the fan theory is that John Connor died.
Okay.
And now the Terminators have sent back a new Terminator to kill this new person who's now going to have the child that will be the savior of humanity eventually.
The person that takes over after.
And Sarah John Connor's
Connor. So in other words, the bombs are inevitable.
Yeah. But so is the savior, apparently.
Right.
And Arnold shows up. He looks good. Looks damn good. Gray hair. So the theory is that he couldn't save John Connor and that he just grew old because, you know, the Terminators do have human skin, basically. They do age, as was established in Genesis. I don't know. I'll watch it, but I wasn't too excited about it.
The ghost got her pregnant.
The Terminator got her pregnant.
Yeah, it's, I'll watch it.
See, Dalton, what happened in the first Terminator movie...
I've seen Terminator.
...was that Kyle Reese... went back in time to save John Connor,
mm-hmm.
where he met Sarah Connor,
mm-hmm.
and they had a baby,
mm-hmm.
which was John Connor,
yes.
who he went back to save originally.
Yep.
Yeah.
I need Asa. I need an Asa.
White hot room. There it is.
I need Asa to be here to tell me what bullshit time travel is.
I love T2.
I love the Terminator series.
Yeah, Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 are incredible movies.
Salvation was the only one that I thought was garbage.
And 3.
I thought 3 was okay, because at least it had the Terminator. It had Arnold.
I mean, it did.
Salvation's the only one that didn't have Arnold.
I thought Salvation did have Arnold. It was the really young-looking CG Arnold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't have real Arnold.
Because Christian... Was that the one Christian Bale?
Yeah.
That one was garbage.
That's the one where apparently, like...
It goes back to the whole thing of, like...
Stop putting Christian Bale in everything.
And you can't
don't
have...
Don't let the guy named Mick G direct films.
That, too. And, like, don't have 50 Predators on screen at once. Or like the Terminators, because they also did that with Alien. I was thinking Predator. But like whenever you have a whole bunch of them at once, it kind of ruins it. Because Salvation was the one that didn't have like the Terminator outbreak, and there was like a fuck ton of them.
Well, no, Salvation took place after the bombs fell. So this was John
Connor.
That was
them trying to fix, you know, Skynet.
Yeah.
Like stopping it from ever happening.
So it kind of made sense that there were Terminators everywhere. The problem was there wasn't enough Terminators.
Yeah.
There was like 3 Terminators in the entire movie. You know?
And then a bunch of other flying robots.
Oh,
which weren't as cool.
Thinking,
and then the giant robot that collected people. I don't know. It wasn't a good film. That's just all you have to say. Is it wasn't a good movie.
Genesis
I saw that
was
one in
fun.
Theaters.
I liked Genesis just fine.
Genesis was an entertaining enough movie.
Yeah. But it's one of those they just need to stop making it.
They kind of did. Because now they went to this.
Hopefully so this
making another one?
Hopefully this one's good.
I just said Dark Fate. The trailer came out today. Did you not hear? I just said it. I was literally just talking about it.
Did you not write it down?
Did you not write it down?
I'm going to slap him.
Do you know where you are?
Allie, slap him again.
That had good sound on it.
Let me look at the sound. Let me make sure that went through. Yeah.
I'm not putting the mic see up the spike.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
Yeah, no, that was good stuff.
I don't have a list though. What do we want to talk about?
Well,
all right, here's why we have no preparation for this show. We didn't prepare for Tuesday's show either because it was back to school or out of school season. First day of out of school, so we were all very busy, especially here at the store. Today, at least four of us have been up since like 7 and probably earlier.
I've been up since 6:30.
I feel like Dalton probably slept in the most, but maybe I'm wrong. 10. Okay, Dalton definitely slept in the most. So we're all very, very tired except Dalton.
But my body is, I think, is finally catching up on sleep that it needed.
Which Democratic candidate are you excited about?
You're gonna have to give me these names.
Right now, based on everything,
I'm assuming everybody here is voting in the Democratic primary.
Yeah. I haven't watched enough.
Actually, I'm voting
in
the Republic.
Not until next year. You got time.
I'm voting in the Republic primary to try to stop Donald Trump.
Are you trying to cut it at the root?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I like the way you think.
But if I had to pick somebody, probably Mayor Pete. I've been liking a lot of things I'm hearing. He went on Fox News and got a standing ovation and called out Fox News on Fox News.
Yeah.
Mayor Pete is a mayor from Southern Indiana.
All right.
South Bend, Indiana, I think is where it's from.
I love me some Notre Dame.
He's also the first...
openly gay mayor.
And openly gay presidential candidate.
I'm assuming Democrat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like the balls.
That's what I was going to say. So the motherfuckers of the week need to be like just everyone that voted for these new abortion laws.
Yeah.
Like all of those white people, most of them, all of them.
Especially Barry Hovis. But mostly because he said the words consensual rape.
And yet, we gave no hate for someone that said consensual penis.
Well, in fairness.
I gave lots of hate. That was a stupid line.
I was just impressed that he got consensual penis in a diss track of the person that he might have raped.
It's the hate you give.
I don't even know what you
guys
are talking about.
Wait, what? Right I don't.
Reply
need...
that one?
Huh? What I said?
Yeah.
Well, we don't. He got a. Like, the charges were dropped on Enzo. So, like,
oh, that's what we're
technically, yes, in the eyes of the law, he's completely innocent of everything, but that doesn't mean
in
anything.
In the eyes of the law.
Which, like, apparently to him are the only eyes that matter and to a lot of wrestling companies. But, and it goes back to what Simon Gotch said. One of two things happened. He either wrote a diss track about a person that's mentally unwell, or he wrote a diss track about somebody he raped. And he was able to put consensual penis in there.
Which doesn't...
consensual
I have argued
penis.
About this enough. In the past.
I'm guessing you can hear more about this argument on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
No, you can't.
Because nobody wanted to talk about it.
You can if you go to YouTube and put in Real Ones, Phoenix. I haven't heard the song in months, so I can't recite it like I usually can.
So Enzo Amore was accused of rape. He was fired from WWE for the accusation because he didn't let them know about it. And then he turned that into a rapping career where he goes by Real One. And his first single was a song called Phoenix.
Which is also where the...
the rape
incident
happened.
Occurred.
Alleged rape.
That's why I said incident.
And in the song, he mentions he grabs his consensual penis.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow.
So, yeah.
There's
as
more
in,
things in this situation.
As in, like, his penis was fine with him
yes.
grabbing it. So, like,
I never thought of it that
so
way.
In other words, his penis was okay with him fucking himself.
Oh, God. All right. What were the words?
I think what he was trying to go for was that he would never rape someone, that every sex he
yeah.
had is consensual. The problem is he's not smart.
That's not how words work.
If you've ever heard him talk, you know he's not smart. So God forgive him.
God, I forgot the words.
Because Allie won't, apparently.
I can't just pull.
It was
I got
stupid.
You, Dalton.
All right, cool. Thank you. He's going to pull the lyrics up for me because I forgot how he got consensual penis in there.
My
but anyway,
consensual penis.
I think he just said it randomly throughout the song.
No, no, it wasn't the chorus. Because it was consensual penis, lying ass hoe out in Phoenix. And then I can't think of the rest of it.
Here you go. I got you.
There you go. Now we got it.
I got the lyrics here.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of words at the beginning that make no sense.
So I like Andrew Yang.
Well, we're going to get back to it, sir.
I just want to stop talking about consensual penis.
Well, I got to figure out the lyrics now, and we're stuck on this. So.
God damn it.
And still I rise from the ashes like a phoenix. Middle finger to the sky, gripping my consensual penis.
Wow. So
lying
he
ass
just,
hoe out in Phoenix.
Lying ass hoe out in Phoenix. When I say this shit, I mean it. Fuck you marks that hated. This for all my fans that waited. Entertainment's hottest free agent. Bitch, I'm reincarnated.
Yeah, there it was.
Wow.
God damn.
This is better than the Black Eyed Peas lyrics that you read off that one time.
What a trash bag.
Oh, yeah, I know he is.
How about the 25 worst cartoons of the 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I want to know how many of these Allie gets.
Mayor Pete.
What about him?
That's who I'm fucking. That's where I'm at
so
right
got,
now.
You so got,
far, I like him, but I also haven't seen many of the other
you motherfuckers Mayor from Pete, Indiana Gay and called Fox News out on their bullshit on Fox News. That motherfucker is gangster.
Mayor Pete, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
Ooh,
those are the big ones. Joe Biden
and Bernie is running.
Crazy
again.
Fucking old man Bernie Sanders is running again.
You know what? I'm a big Back to the Future fan.
And then Andrew Yang is one of the other candidates.
He's the one that promised you money just for existing.
Oh, well,
it's
fuck.
True.
Yeah,
well, that ain't gonna happen.
No, was it like $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Universal basic income. He's calling it the freedom dividend. Basically,
we have enough of a deficit right now. We don't need to make more.
We so, could. Well, don't worry. Mexico's gonna pay for it.
Not Mexico. Yeah. Google and Amazon and other such companies.
Man, those motherfuckers should pay for it.
Basically, his plan is to tax people that are using automation. Like Google, Amazon, other big tech companies and stuff like that. And also a carbon tax. And then, yeah, every American citizen over the age of 18 gets $1,000 a month free and clear.
Is it taxed?
Free and clear.
Balls.
Free and clear.
I don't want to be able to see through my money.
He's got a consensual tax bracket.
I want to see him put that in a song. Do I get direct deposit on this or are you just going to drop 10 hundos in front of me?
I don't know exactly. I'm assuming you're going to get a check in the mail.
Imagine if Derek Boxdorf had access to $1,000 for free. How many
eggs would you get
monthly? You would always smell like egg.
But it's one of those things. The first time I heard about his plan for UBI, and I was like, no, UBI is a terrible idea. That's not going to work at all. And then the more I watched him talk about it in interviews and stuff, I was like, well, he has a plan. That could work.
Yeah, but you're not feeling the burn.
I like Bernie a lot. I don't think that Bernie can win.
I want Mayor Pete to win because I've liked everything he said.
I like Mayor Pete a lot.
Mm-hmm. We had our first black president. Thank God.
And then we had our first orange president.
I was about to say something sweet about our first gay president, but sure.
I really just don't want...
Then we have Trump and then we can have our first gay president.
I just don't want Biden or Bernie.
I wouldn't mind Biden. I like Joe Biden.
I like Joe Biden.
He's America's uncle.
I like
Joe
Biden.
Yeah, but he's been acting too much like America's uncle recently in not a great way.
I would not like Biden as president.
Oh, you don't like choo-choo trains?
No, I don't like choo-choo trains. Actually, trains are a delightful way of travel. I really do like trains.
I just
take forever.
This is going to sound bad. I just really hope this whole campaign doesn't get bogged down into like, look how progressive we are. Vote for a woman. Vote for a gay guy. Mm-hmm. It should be about the issues, not
yes.
what gender they are. What you know?
Because otherwise, votes are just going to get spread all over the place again, and we're going to end up with another asshole.
I mean, that's the problem with
well,
this
no,
part
we're
of the primary.
The same asshole,
right?
Because the primary is going to be that's
it funnels
specifically
them out.
What the primary
yeah.
is for.
Well, except
is to make
Hillary.
Sure they don't split the Democrat vote. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the situation that happened.
Because Barack won, and Hillary's like, I'm gonna still go, and then she lost. And then she lost again because apparently a woman that's been in politics almost her entire life and law was not as qualified as a guy that
grabbed her by the pussy.
Ghost wrote a book and apparently won't release his tax info because he has lost so much money
Did
over
you
the
see
years.
The anti-Trump protest like a week and a half back on the corner of West End and Broadway.
No, there have been so many protests lately.
That was like 2 days later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking about the anti-circumcision one?
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
It's been weird, man.
There's been a lot of protests in Cape recently.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. They're not doing anything bad. The anti-circumcision
one was creepy.
That was probably my favorite
that
one.
That was gross
because
looking. Don't cut my dinghy.
We're not shitting on them for their stance, but if you haven't seen these people before, you're missing out because
they're basically dressed like Colonel Sanders with bloody crotches.
Yeah, yep. Like
that
they,
is exactly
all
what
white,
they look like.
White on white with
white on white
with a bloody dick.
That sounds like a new show on Fox.
White,
white
on white,
white
with a bloody dick.
With a bloody dick.
Well, that's the third season to revamp the show because it's getting stale. But no, there was an anti-Trump one like last week, and I only know that because it said Fox News lies, and then it was like, show us your taxes, and like this, that, and another. And I'm like, there you go, Cape. But like, I know in like 4 weeks, I'm gonna see the fucking Trump.
The pro-Trump. Yeah.
Well,
that only pops up.
Cape also had a Pride event.
Yeah,
like,
it did.
So
yeah.
That had a whole bunch of people at it, too.
Yeah, it was
like,
big.
Yeah, it was huge.
To counteract the one Trump rally we had here, which was just shameful, but whatever.
Hey, I had a lot of coworkers.
And that's when those
that
pop-ups
one.
Come up is when there's when Trump is going to be in town.
Right.
Like, really, they may not even be Trump supporters. They're just capitalists.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you can sell out your beliefs?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where the fuck have I been? I've been holding on to them for so long. All right. 25 worst cartoons of the 2000s. Number 25, my gym partner's a monkey.
Yeah, I know that one.
I've never heard of that one, but that's
it was
a
Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
I think it's Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, okay.
Also, Jesse, so one of the jokes, when I hear my gym partner's a monkey, it reminds me of racism.
Yes.
And that reminds me of one of the jokes from SNL over the weekend. I have to mention it. So Colin Jost and Michael Che, they trade jokes at the end of the season, and they'll each tell each other's jokes.
Christmas.
Yeah. So one of the jokes that Michael Che, who was black, wrote for Colin Jost to read was
Colin Jost, who was white, also marrying Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
That lucky bitch.
He said something about, I don't remember the exact setup, but it was basically there was something going on with the chimpanzee culture in Africa. And Colin Jost said, ironically, that's how my grandfather refers to people in Africa as chimpanzee culture. And then he just goes, why?
And I'm sure Michael Che was giggling.
Yes.
And I think I butchered that because I was afraid to say it.
No, that's fair.
So poor Colin Jost reading that live on the air to a sure white room full of white people. Number 24, Kylo?
Oh, yeah.
Kylo?
Little bald boy.
Little bald boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, for two. Number 23, Lindsay, this is for you. Lunatics Unleashed.
No.
Oh, for three.
You don't remember Lunatics Unleashed?
No. As they took the Looney Tunes characters and they made them like edgelord superheroes.
Them
oh, fuck. That's awesome.
They were like descendants of them. They had different names and stuff, but oh, they're terrible.
I might have actually seen that. What's that called again?
Lunatics Unleashed.
They did them all in like black Batman style, and then they each had like a different color palette for like their accessories.
Did you say they did them all in black Batman style?
Like what shadowed. The hell was,
oh, okay. What did you say? Say shadows. Don't say black Batman.
I have seen that. No, he's
who the
I
fuck is black this. Batman?
You tell me.
Well, you're the one that brought it up, so you tell him.
Who would make a good if the you had to Sigma. Pick a black man to be Batman? Who would you pick?
Idris Elba.
He can't be everybody, goddamn.
Yes, the fuck
there
he
are
can.
Other black actors in Hollywood.
Michael Jai White.
All right.
Michael J. White could do Batman
pretty
well.
Oh, Jay, my bad.
It's Jai.
What?
Michael Jai White?
You said Jay.
It is Jay.
It's Jai.
I'm pretty sure it's Jai.
I don't think that's true.
Now that I have him backing me up, I know for a fact it's Jai.
He very easily was like, oh, okay, it's Jay.
I would also accept
it. And then once he said Jai, I was like, nope, you're fucking wrong. Jesse, what's the next one?
So for people that don't know like black actors, their top choices were, by the way, Denzel Washington, Sam Jackson. As Batman.
Oh,
no.
Fuck
yeah. Alfred. Where's that motherfucking Joker? That's my Sam Jackson.
It's just the calm face after you did it that got me.
Jesse's looking up if it's pronounced Jai or Jay.
Yeah, I'm curious. Also, he is 51.
He is. He's because hell, he was in the original Spawn movie.
Yep.
And that was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And he looks exactly the same.
He does. Black don't crack.
Why do you guys say that?
That's a compliment. That's what.
Is
that's,
it?
That's, isn't it? What I'm saying is,
what's the next one?
Black people are eternally beautiful.
Yes.
As opposed to white people. Once we hit, I think, 42, we all start to look like Kenny Dykstra.
All right.
Dykstra. Unless you're Keanu Reeves and Patrick Stewart.
Keanu Reeves is part Asian and Patrick Stewart is British.
Okay.
And gay.
It doesn't count. Patrick Stewart's not gay.
He's not?
Ian McKellen's gay.
I thought Patrick Stewart was gay.
You're getting
too.
Your British people mixed up again, dog. Damn it.
Oh, God, it goes back to the old NXT UK joke of Asa just being like, they all look the same to me.
Patrick Stewart did hold up a sign that said...
Dicks are yummy?
No. This, like, rights for women and girls, and made a caption that was like, apparently the only way to make a point that people listen to is to be old and white, and I am both of those things, so I'm doing it for to help other people.
They did release the trailer today also for Star Trek Picard.
I am intrigued.
That was sad.
Wait, Patrick Stewart's really not gay?
No.
Like he's gay.
He's just really good friends with Ian McKellen.
Oh, and he's
and they Ian like McKellen's, to mess with people.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Ian McKellen's gay. Yeah.
When you're old and British, you can do that, I guess. I've never heard of this. Number 22, VH1 Illustrated. I don't even know what that is.
I'm not sure.
There's no pictures
on that one.
I mean, there are some pictures. Number 21.
I do see.
Yeah, leave it alone because I'm not happy about it. Number 21, Sunday Pants.
I don't know what that is.
No
what?
Clue.
Sunday Pants. No.
No.
Number 20, Shorty McShorts Shorts.
No.
What?
Was that on Comedy Central? No, I'm thinking of Shorty's Watching Shorties. Never mind.
Number 19.
Yeah, I fucking love Shorty's Watching
12
Shorties.
12-ounce mouse.
Aww.
love 12 ounce mouse.
We kept watching that though, hoping that it would make sense, and it never did.
It didn't have to though. It was brilliant in its stupidity.
It's made Cody Wilson J.I. too.
It's J.A.I. Yeah,
Michael J.I.
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 I think we were closer.
I think we're both wrong.
No, we were, yeah, we were all three of us were wrong.
Michael J.I. White.
Michael J.I. with the enunciation on I, Michael J.I. White.
Well, I just used the glide to get to it, so I was technically right.
What?
It's a pronunciation thing that I learned in a diction class in college. You use a glide, it's a glottal glide, and it. I basically got there.
Is that like Common Core math or English?
No, I'm just using a bunch of mumbo jumbo for the fucking money that I spent on college. I can be a dick every once in a while.
Number 18, Tack and the Power of Juju.
No. Fuck you, that was great.
That sounds familiar.
It was a Nickelodeon show.
And yeah.
I thought there was a video game based on it.
The video game came out first, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Actually, I don't know for sure. I'm going to back out of that one.
No, I will accept Dalton's concept here. I just know that I remember when we had the games for sale, they had Nickelodeon on them. Which it could have been a Nickelodeon game that they then made into a TV show.
Right. Yeah, that's Attack on the Power of Juju video game. Let me see what comes first.
Oh, God, you bunch of fact checkers. Why can't this be like Fox News? We just run with it.
Because
we respect the people that do and don't pay for our show.
Number 17, Butt Ugly Martians.
I remember the title, but I don't remember the show.
Oh, fuck yeah, I remember Butt Ugly Martians.
I'm surprised that you guys don't know more of these.
I've known like the last three.
I didn't watch cartoons at this
point. I've known like three.
The Mighty Bee.
Sounds familiar.
No, I think I remember that one.
It's from Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Nah, I got nothing.
It centers on Bessie Higginbottom, an ambitious honeybee girl scout who believes she will become the Mighty Bee, a superhero, if she collects every honeybee badge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember that.
Number 15, Almost Naked Animals.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
This is a bad list. Number 14, The Ripping Friends.
Well, these are all supposed to be bad cartoons.
Yeah, didn't you say this was bad cartoons?
Yes.
Okay.
So no one knows The Ripping Friends?
Uh-uh.
Nah.
Number 13, Coconut Fred's Fruit Salad Island.
Unfortunately.
Nope.
Also, Tack did come out before the show did.
Neat.
The game came out first.
Number 12, Super Jail.
Yes.
Fuck that show.
That is such a stupid show.
Yuck. Every single time that show popped up, I remember I was in college. Trevor and I were living together in our apartment. We
Trevor
got
fucking
out of the dorm.
Loved Super Jail, didn't he?
No, he did not.
Dombach loved it.
I believe that. Trevor, like anytime it would pop on the show, because it came on Adult Swim. And it came on after a show that Trevor and I actually liked. And I remember when it popped on, we both had to like, no, quick. Change it because for whatever reason,
I feel
like
it came on like after Metalocalypse.
That's a possibility.
No, I think it did.
Whenever it came on, like if we started watching it, then the train wreck happened.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't change the channel because it's just what the actual fuck is happening.
What was the name? What was the show that you guys liked?
Metalocalypse.
Well, you said it came on after a show you really liked. What was the show you really liked?
I'm assuming Metalocalypse.
It may have been Metalocalypse. It may have been like on after Family Guy, honestly. Like there's all sorts of stuff that could have been on around that time.
Lame.
Also found a list of worst Adult Swim shows, and I'm pissed at this list already. We'll get that in a second, probably. Number 11, Pixel Pinky.
No.
Number 10, Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Yep, I remember Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Fuck.
Number 9, Drawn Together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I fucking loved that show.
I remember that show.
I liked Drawn Together. It was awful, but...
I know, I haven't
that
seen
was
it.
That was the reality show that had
on
the
cartoons.
Yeah.
Or on Comedy Central, yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked that show
I haven't seen it in like 10 years, so...
I was 11, so that shit was hilarious to me.
Yeah.
The Camp Twins. Cramp Twins.
Nope.
Hey, we got those on the show right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, Jesse and I both have a little back problem.
I feel like I should... I feel like I should hit him. Like,
no, don't. It's fine.
I like the comment on it. The first comment is, this was awful. The bad guy wins every single time, and the good guy, Lossy, the bad guy is Anwying, which I assume is annoying.
Was that English?
Number 7, Da Boom Crew.
No.
Number 6, Squirrel Boy.
No.
Number 5, Johnny Test.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you remember that Johnny one? Test.
Number 4, Scaredy Squirrel.
What the fuck?
No.
You were just using alliterations.
Number 3, Shaggy and Scooby, Do Get a Clue. No, I'm sorry. I pronounced that wrong. Shaggy and Scooby Do Get a Clue.
No.
It's all in how you say it.
I was like,
really? It's the sentence like has roughly the same meaning.
Ren and Stimpy adult party cartoon.
I remember that
one.
That
was gross. Basically, yep. They just redid Ren and Stimpy,
but made it somehow
made it
even
more
grosser,
nastier. Yeah.
And number 1, I have no idea what this is. The Nut Shack.
All right, let's do this adult time.
The fuck is the
Nut Shack? I love it.
I'm going to find the theme song. That'll be the intro.
I think that's the pin that Sarge did to Van Horn that one time.
The Nut Shack?
The Nut Shack, yeah.
Oh, God, there are so many terrible...
I just have, like, the fucking Love Shack in my head right now,
exactly.
The Nut Shack.
All right, 25. This is from the same site, and I want to see how mad Jesse gets on this. We only have about, I think, 10 minutes left.
Well, that's fine. That's usually how much time you guys do the list.
As long as Tim and Eric is number one, I'm fine.
It is not.
Uh-oh.
Shit. Number 25, American Dad.
Oh, that show is so good, though.
Number 24, Rick and Morty.
What the
fuck? That's fine.
Are this the worst?
This is the worst.
Okay, well, we're starting off really high, so like, there's going to be shows under Rick and Morty.
Oh, some of these, I have no idea what they are. Number 23, Million Dollar Extreme Presents World Peace. Number 22, Mongo Wrestling Alliance.
What the fuck?
Number 21, Fat Guy Stuck in the Internet.
I remember that one.
Which was actually a documentary that I filmed.
And are still currently filming.
The number 20, The Drinky Crow Show.
Oh, I remember Drinky fucking, Crow.
That was right up there with Super Jail. Like, fuck that show.
Number 19, The Heart, She Holler.
What?
Number 18, Tim and Eric's Bedtime Stories. There's the first appearance of Tim
That's
and Eric.
Just
I was about to say,
terrifying.
Tim and Eric is going to be like six of these.
Number 17, Loiter Squad.
Oh, yeah, it was Tyler. That was...
No, number 17. Sorry.
Yeah, that was...
Was that Tyler, the Creator?
That was the Odd Future Wolf. Yeah, yeah. Them.
Number 16 can go fuck itself. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
Aww.
Awesome show.
That was a good show.
Number 15, Xavier, Renegade Angel. What the fuck was up with that show? Do you remember
that show? That show was weird as shit. That was the one where he had like the python head
or
the snake head.
It was like that bad PS2 CG graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was Beast Wars, but worse.
And
I was about
weird.
To say Beast Wars.
That show was like baffling.
Yeah, no, I did not. I watched like two episodes of it and I had no idea what was happening.
Number 14, Family Guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair. I mean, that's fair. Late seasons of Family Guy were awful.
Number 13, Metalocalypse.
Aww. Oh, fuck you and fuck this list.
Show. I'm going to be honest with you. I never really liked that show. I like some of the music and some of the parts were cool. But like,
it would get a little weird.
Especially considering it's from the same guy that made Home Movies. Home Movies is far superior show.
That is a phenomenal show.
Number 12, Black Jesus.
No, I did, but...
Okay.
Well, say that again.
Black Jesus.
Okay.
I remember the trailers for that, and I thought, why? Number 11, Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job.
There you go.
It
that needed to have been number one.
Like bullshit, that. Because shows like the next one exist. Assy McGee.
Oh,
no, you're right. Wasn't that the one that was... No, never mind. That's not
the
one.
Oh, Frisky Dingo better be on here.
Allie, do you remember Assy McGee?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't allowed to watch Adult
good,
Swim.
Because it was a cop
still,
show.
You cut it off the cable at that point.
The cop was, his name was Assy McGee, and it was just
It was
an
literally
ass
a butt.
That
oh,
talked.
I remember Assy McGee now that you say
and
it.
And every time he talked, it made like a noise when it talked.
Yeah.
It was.
I remember Assy.
As funny as that description is, guys, that show was terrible.
Who the fuck thought that was a good show?
I'm
number nine.
Still giggle at
this
it.
One's baffling. Boondocks.
What?
Fuck them.
That's surprising.
I was never
that's,
a big fan.
That's one of the, like. That's up there with Rick and Morty as like one of the
beloved.
Most cherished shows on Adult Swim.
Number eight can fuck itself, the Eric Andre Show.
Oh, that show's amazing.
Brilliant.
He got Jason got Ethan Page to say he liked Eric Andre. That's Jason's job. He also got EC3 to say it.
Number seven, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Number six, King Star King.
All right.
No, what the fuck? That one was.
Number five, Robot Chicken.
Oh, aww.
What the
damn.
Fuck? You, whoever made this list.
Who's that person?
Oh, I have, it's just top tens.
Oh, they're
even
dicks.
Though there's 25.
Yeah.
Actually, there's like 50.
They're too fucking dumb to know how to count.
Number four, Super Jail.
Fair.
Number three, 12 Ounce Mouse.
Aww.
Poor
okay.
12 Ounce Mouse. Number two, Squidbillies.
Aw.
Yeah.
It was
no,
ugly, but I enjoyed
awesome.
It.
Terrible show.
He wore a hat that said Booty Hunter.
He really did.
So,
oh,
Allie.
Shit. Aqua Teen Hunger Force hasn't been on this list yet.
It's not on there. It's
what?
It's way lower.
What do you think of worth ethics?
No, I don't think ethnics don't work. That's the problem.
God damn it.
The guy that voiced Earl early on that show.
I think it's just because I knew so many people that are like
that
the
like
Squidbillies that.
That
I couldn't enjoy it.
The main character was voiced by a hillbilly vampire, a rockabilly vampire named Unknown Henson. He was named after his father. Let that sink in for a second. And number one, Mr. Pickles.
I don't remember.
I have
oh,
no idea what that is.
Was that the one that
clowned?
It was
the dog.
It was a dog.
Yeah. It was a semi-evil dog.
He was like a demonic like clown.
Dog.
Now you got clown in my brain now.
I'm just scared.
Sorry.
Man.
All right. So that's it. That's three lists tonight.
You're welcome. Also,
AKA filler material.
Can we get just a small moment of silence? Today is the 20th anniversary of Owen Hart passing away. Made me sad. And we're good.
I was going to let it go on as long as possible.
Yeah, I knew you were. That's why I stopped.
I wish we had known that yesterday. We could have talked about it, you know, on the wrestling show.
What wasn't the 20th anniversary of it?
It was the day before. It's good enough. I remember when I still have a memory of that. I got online because I didn't order the pay-per-views at the time because they were still like $60 and I was young.
Well, some of us didn't have satellite to order the pay-per-views, so.
And you were, well, you wouldn't care though because you were what, a fetus at that time?
No, 20 years ago, I'd have been six.
You were going to say 20. You would have been 20. No, I was 16.
Yes, because you're 10 years older than me, old. Yes,
and I remember getting online and one of my friends messaging me and saying, did you watch the pay-per-view? And I'm like, no, why? And as I swear to God, as this is happening, I'm turning my TV on. And on WPSD, they had a story that said a wrestler passes away tonight. And I was like, oh, shit, I wonder who it is. And then I found out Owen fell. And I cried. I cried a lot. And then I watched the Raw after where they had all the interviews with the guys. Mm. And then I cried even more. Because wrestlers, if nothing else, are like loyal to each other. Mm. And when one dies, man, they all feel it. It was super, super sad.
Especially when they're that young.
Yeah, because I think he was in his 30s, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, by wrestler age, even. Because I know, especially back then, wrestlers died at their life expectancy was around 55.
34.
Wow.
Yeah. 65 to 99.
It's funny. It's like he was 34, Dalton. Wow, he's so young. Me. Yeah, because I'm 36. Oh, hey, old man. Hey, old man,
the
River.
2 years made the difference.
Yeah. I'd have called Owen
apparently.
Well, unfortunately, now you'll never get the chance. Yeah. It was a stupid stunt. Vince McMahon is a fucking asshole. I just read a, because I was reading about it today, and I saw an old interview he did about it where they asked him about the safety riggings and stuff like that. And he was like, well, I'm not an expert on these things, but I guess you are now, huh? He's like a fucking child. He's like Donald Trump. And like to get so pissy.
Honestly,
over this,
I imagine that they're friends.
They are. Fucking Donald Trump hired Linda to be in his cabinet as soon as he got in office.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump also hosted WrestleMania 9 and was a special guest in WrestleMania 23.
I do remember him being
in
WrestleMania.
And is a Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah, he's also a WWE Hall of Famer, which is
the first Hall of Fame president from wrestling.
Yep.
What a shit show that is.
God damn.
Well, now I'm in a bad mood. Thanks, Dalton.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dalton.
You're welcome.
How's that Machamp coming?
Ow.
Fabulous.
I
just
flicked him that time. You fucking
what?
Did.
Okay, can I see it real quick? Can I see the
picture? Did you not know how I could flick hard?
Yeah, that fucking hurt.
So,
why are you?
There's two conversations going on right now. I need
what makes the picture? So before you, here's how I want you to look at the picture. Look at his feet. Follow it up to his chiseled muscles, and then look at his face and look at his expression. All right.
he's proud.
He's so happy.
Stop making fun of him.
He's doing this face.
They can't see you or the picture.
Well, he's making a duck face because Machamp has a duck face.
He looks like he's doing like the sexy Squidward face.
He's doing that.
Oh, no.
It's his. Are you going to put this on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
going
to be on the Facebook page.
No, it's good, Allie. It's amazing. I love it. It's just, it's his fucking expression.
He's proud of himself.
If either of you do Dragonite for me, I wouldn't be making fun of you. I would just be very happy with the drawing.
I'm super happy with Machamp. It's just goddamn, I've never seen someone so proud of his body before. As he should be.
Well, it's like, it's Machamp.
He's made of solid stone.
So, fans listening, go to our Facebook page.
Where you can see the picture that Dalton posted hours ago.
Hours ago.
Because this is time travel.
Yeah. Ace is so pissy about it.
Lindsay, what else you got? We got 2 minutes left. Anything going on in your life?
No.
Can we see your drawing? I'll make fun of it.
It looks so proud.
It looks like it has two wieners hanging off of him.
He got two dicks?
His arms.
Oh, God.
Those are his paws.
They call him Ferret Two Dicks.
Wow. Good night, folks.
Anybody else want to be creative around me? I'll burn you to the ground.
You're weak like H.R. Pickens.
Allie is returning her degree to SEMO. She no longer wants it.
That's not how that works.
She said, no,
can I get a refund on this one? So, it turns out I didn't use it.
So one of my friends made fun of me.
Can I get a refund on mine?
You know, I mean, that's me. Like,
but they end up like Pawn Starring it, be like, well, I can only give you $24.
Of my three coworkers, I'm the only, like, of the four of us, I'm the only one with a degree, like, in my office. So I'm sitting here like, and I also make the least.
In his office, not at this table. Okay, everybody at this table has degrees.
Well, I mean, sort of.
I was making you feel better about it.
I mean,
you have a degree. Like
it's Allie, tell him.
No.
He has a degree in journalism.
I have a PhD. A play a hating degree.
There you go.
Hate. All right, we're going to get out of here because I ain't getting dinner tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in to Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Subscribe to us on Patreon if you want more great content like this.
Also, love you, Andrew.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
We are. It was mostly Dalton's fault. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up. Jesse, what are we talking about on Nerd Up?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Okay. We'll see you guys then. Have a good weekend.